All right. Hello and welcome back to Human Progress. This is episode 6, and I titled it Asteroid Mining, Idea Flow, Lunch Club, and Carbon Dioxide Batteries. All right, let's start with that first one. So, yeah, asteroid mining. This came through one of my YouTube subscriptions, Bloomberg. Bloomberg's household name. Their YouTube channel. They have a wide variety of things. Go ahead and subscribe to them, because if you're interested in anything tech, business, what's going on, they recap a lot, and their Bloomberg Technology actual segment on TV. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Emily Chang, they have their own thing, and they update quite a bit. So, anyways, they released a video on October 29th. It's called Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire? So, obviously that's pretty attention grabbing, and just kind of why, I thought my podcast name was, good at the start, I just want to be rich, but I don't know. I just thought that was too gimmicky, but and it's very attention grabbing. So anyways, asteroid mining is something that, I think about every now and then, and I'm actually getting a lot more interested in it. I think in the coming decades, it's going to be, a lot bigger than, obviously it is now. I think there's just a lot of science work, in labs, and that's kind of what this video is about. There's like two different companies and research labs that are getting funded from NASA. And, you don't hear too much publicly about it. And they even say in the video, it's a nice 21 minute, little documentary. So take a look. A couple of people I know were saying in the video that, it is with like these new tech entrepreneurs, SpaceX and Blue Origin, that are really going to make huge leaps for anything to do with space, just space tourism. You've seen, Richard Branson has this awesome new Under Armour spacesuit, his Virgin Galactic, it's kind of this new era of like private, these entrepreneurs that are, billionaires that are making it. NASA is just kind of, it's just in the, they're doing what they're doing, but they are helping funding these new up and coming startups and tech entrepreneurs that are really kind of making it happen. So I think, in the 2020s and beyond, we're going to start to see some major progress. That's why I'm thinking about it. I just want to highlight one in particular. This company is TransAstra. I think so. They're out in Colorado, I know. And they also, I think some of them are in California as well, but I think it's mainly based in Colorado. TransAstra. Follow them on Twitter. Dr. Joel Sersel. I guess I'll just say it now. I reached out to him and just seeing if like I could, be of any assistance with his company. He emailed back like right away, and he said, highly unlikely, but go ahead and send a resume, because I just was really interested in this company and doing something big. I mean, that's what this podcast is about. It's about finding these awesome opportunities, awesome startups that are doing really cool things and not only changing the world, but making a lot of money in the process. That's what this is about. So I did. I mean, I want you guys to reach out too. If you think you can help, you never know what an ask can do. Like, that's why I always say follow them on Twitter, because that's how I reached out to them. You can use the contact page too, but also follow them on Twitter, because a lot of these people are active on Twitter. So don't be afraid to reach out if you think you can help. I like them a lot because they had a very different approach to asteroid mining. Their method is called optical mining, and it uses like an artificial light to mine asteroids. And I can't, talk much more about it because it's very complex and over my head. But just check out the video. I just thought it was really neat. And they have this huge plan of, like, refueling in space, too. Like, all these space, like, not just, like, but, like, refueling stations, but, like, and, like, hubs all throughout the, I don't know about the solar system, but at least to the moon and back, and these, like, almost like a giant city ecosystem that I feel like people are wanting to build eventually. I just, man, this is really cool. But, yeah, anyways, oh, and earlier in the video, like, they have, like, price tags on, like, how much some of these asteroids could be worth, and the numbers are just literally astronomical, like, into the billions, hundreds of billions. One was, like, a quintillion, I think, so it's bizarre, and I didn't know, like, asteroid mining could be that valuable, but, yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you how I think we're running out of resources here on Earth and how we're going to have to look elsewhere. So, yeah, take a look at that, guys. TransAstra is the company, and then it's a Bloomberg YouTube video, Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire? all right, next up we have IdeaFlow. And I guess I think I was just randomly scrolling through Twitter and just it came up from somebody and I thought I would just look it up. And yeah, so anyway, this startup is really interesting to me because their website here, it's extending human thought into cyberspace. So people were talking about, like, a global brain, you know, what, like, we think that, you know, yeah, Twitter is kind of that right now. I think that's the closest thing we have to, like, this idea of a global brain, an idea of a collective consciousness. And it doesn't, I mean, we're not maybe thinking about decentralized applications or companies, but, I mean, that could be a potential thing, but I don't even think this is it. I think what they're trying to do, I don't know, is like, you know, taking Twitter further, like what can we do next? And sorry, I looked this up the other day and I'm going to have to kind of read through it a little bit more, but yeah, a shared brain for organizations. It says collaboratively build and manage your networks of people, ideas, and knowledge. So, and then it says, become a super connector of people and ideas. People hold the pieces to each other's puzzle without knowing it. Connect ideas. AI suggests more connections. I think it's like, you know, a hub for, like, I don't know, any kind of topic that you can think about. You try to, like, and it's a huge web of, like, connections. Like, I think if you just, like, type in something like healthcare or, you know, something, another industry, and it'll, like, branch off into all these categories. And then it shows you, I think, people who are talking about it, who are working in that field. And then it's... Yeah, I don't know. It seems really awesome. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. And that's why I'm passionate about this area. And then, well, eventually, so I will say, they have a design position I opened, and I emailed, right, on Twitter. I think they have a design position open, and I went ahead and submitted. I applied for it because it's like, yes, I would like to, you know, something like this to work in. Further down, it says connect information on the web like you do in your brain. Okay, so your brain stores knowledge in graphs, networks of linked ideas, but text documents can't represent them. And it's coming soon, ThoughtStream, the lowest friction notebook to capture and connect fragments of knowledge. Wow. Okay, cool. Anyways, yeah. I think this is going to be a big one. This could be definitely up and coming. That's why I'm paying a lot of attention to it. So ideaflow.io, also look them up on Twitter and follow them and reach out, see what you can do. Okay, so next is Lunch Club, very similar kind of idea. I kind of ran into it, on Twitter. And lunchclub.ai. So this was really cool. So smart introductions to relevant people. So this company, Lunch Club, makes curated connections for one-on-one lunch or coffee meetings. So again, it's kind of like how great I think Twitter is, but it's like, yeah, I want to talk more with people that like I'm following on Twitter, or you know, are just interested in the same things. But like, how often do you get that chance? Well, I think this company is trying to do that. It's trying to bring your offline your online connections offline. So, and a little blurb. So how Lunch Club works. So set your goals, tell Lunch Club your interests and objectives. And then it says lunch step two kind of thing. Is Lunch Club magic happens, we'll intro you by email to new connections. And then step three, advance your career. Meet one-on-one for lunch or coffee and build your network. So I just think this is really cool. It's like taking all of the connections you make online and trying to establish real ones in the real world. It's awesome. And I also noticed it because it's funded, it looks like, from Bain Capital Ventures, which is a big one. But then the biggest one, A16Z, is a backer of it. So that's why you want to pay attention to it. Andreessen Horowitz is a backer. So, yeah. So it looks like right now the main hubs are SF, LA, New York, and London. So not surprising there. But, yeah, take a look. See if you can... They look like they have job openings. Join our team. Like I said, I applied. Oh, I did like an open application. They have a product manager, but I'm just asking for like a UX design research. But yeah, see, go in there and introduce yourself and try to get in on that. Okay, last one. So I just thought I looked this one up again. They posted this a while ago, but I wanted to include one more topic. This one comes from a YouTube subscription I have called Cold Fusion. Subscribe to their channel because they're like a lot like the Seeker channel that I've been talking about. So Cold Fusion, this one is like a carbon dioxide battery breakthrough, it's called. And basically, you know, so I like including things like this because it's not just a software startup that may or may not go anywhere. This is like a huge hardware breakthrough technological shift. And, you know, I really talk about these not only because these hardware technologies are, this is what drives the world forward, you know. There's just a lot of software fluff out there, but I'm really after like, well, I'm after real world changing ideas and startups, but also the ones that are going to really build real long-term wealth and have the most impact possible. That's what I'm after. I'm not after all the software gimmicky fluffs out there. We don't need another food delivery, photo sharing. We don't need more of that. We want value. We want true lasting value. So anyways, we all know that lithium ion batteries are like the staple in our electronics, electric cars. Well, they're now having major progress in lithium carbon dioxide batteries. So basically, there is a lab in Chicago. So I think it came out of like University of Illinois. It's not the actual Illinois State School, but I can't remember, but it's, I know it was Illinois, I think near Chicago. Anyways, this lithium carbon dioxide battery is said to have 7.3 times the energy density of the typical lithium ion batteries. Anyways, It's a 6 minute, 23 second video. It's pretty dense. It's pretty hefty to kind of recap. But anyways, that's the key takeaway there is it's like just as light, but packs like 7.3 times the energy of the typical lithium ion battery. So this could be huge. This could be, they say in the 2020s, this could be the next staple battery to go in all of our electronics and electric cars and maybe planes too. Anyways, so I'm now going to keep my eye on this research lab and like any startups that are out there working on carbon dioxide battery technologies, because this one could be it. And if one of them has a major breakthrough and everybody, all the electronics carriers switches to these batteries, that's huge. You want to try to be a part of the company that's going to do that, because they're going to be the multimillionaires, billionaires possibly. So try to jump on that train. That's what we're here to do. Find the ones that are going to do it and either invest in them, find a way to back them, get some equity, try to do something for them so you can ride that wave. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it there for episode 6. Yeah, we're about 16-minute mark. I want to keep them short, you know, 20 minutes or under. So, all right, guys, stay hungry, stay after it. Keep researching. Research everything I did and more. Twitter, YouTube. Use them wisely and get after it, guys. All right, I'll see you in episode 7. Bye.